Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Got a very excited about having our good friend Robert Lighton back on the show. Bob has been a member of our Brain Trust now for 16 years, a long time, and he's been sharing his wisdom with us ever since he started joining us. And he's a very deep thinker, very important scholar. He's the research and policy. A non-resident senior fellow for economic studies at the Brookings Institute, a program he formerly directed. He's our good friend, and he's the author of a bunch of books too, by the way. He's our good friend, Robert Lighton. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
It's good to have you back, Bob. How many books have you written?
Well, I've got a new one coming out in October about debate and education, and it'll be my 30th book.
The 30th. See, that's, now you know why I didn't mention them, folks, because I've got the stack here, and I couldn't see over the top. But, Bob, I hope you'll let us launch your new book on the show, as we have in the past, some of them.
Absolutely.
So let's
get me arranged for October. I'll plug it.
We'll do it. Absolutely. So, Bob, you've been watching the Democrat convention this year, which is another victim slash shift in the way we do our work, live our lives. It's a totally virtual political convention. It is as different as night and day from the kind we would have had 4 years ago and 100 years ago. What do you think?
Okay, on the format, before we get to substance, on the format, I think it's phenomenal. I think the production value has gone up every single day. It's interesting. It moves at a fast pace, and it's a hell of a lot more interesting than watching those old-style conventions with a bunch of boring, you know, interludes and then, you know, people talking on the floor when you can't hear the speakers and they're shouting. I mean, this is like having people come into your living room. I think it's incredibly effective.
But Bob, what about, and of course, I'm a little old school. I mean, you and I both are of the age where we remember when the networks turned over their networks to the conventions for 5 nights in a row. I mean, they were 5 nights. They lasted Monday through Friday. And the 3-4 hours of nothing but Walter Cronkite and David Brinkley, right? All, you know, wall to wall.
And there were
reporters traveling around reporting from the different states. It was excitement and reporting. Pushback. People would say things, and the reporters would question them, and analysts would talk about it. There's no, the problem with this system is that there's none of that going on. There's no give and take during the convention. There's no potential for surprises. It's totally scripted. It's on track. It's a little bit too neat for me.
Yeah, but I'll push back. I think a lot of the excitement that you talk about was manufactured, except when we had some real, you know, controversies like Ford versus Reagan or Carter versus Kennedy.
Or 68.
And so forth. But you know,
or the
now
walkout
that,
of 68.
Or 68. Yeah, 68. But you know, now today, the winner is clear well before you get to the convention.
Yeah,
the excitement
that's
is over. So the whole thing about the convention now is messaging.
But what are the messages you want to send to the fall? The Bernie Bros could have caused a little trouble this year. The Sanders people are not all that happy with Biden, and they could have caused a little rumble there. We didn't have that opportunity. What do you think?
Well, from a Democrat's point of view, that's great. It showed a lot more unity, perhaps, than there really is. And I think the thing that was really, really came through is the human element of the candidates. I mean, between the bios that they did and the fireside chats that they did. I mean, really, in today's message, you know, in today's environment, it's really all about messaging. You know, there's going to be no excitement at the Trump convention.
But isn't,
isn't
it a little bit too, isn't it a little bit too what? Scripted? I mean, it just seems to me to be too the production value. If democracy is about the people, it seems to me that the old conventions were more about people, and the new convention is more about Hollywood. This new one, and the Republicans will be the same way. It seems to me that that's going to be more about Hollywood. I don't see how that's a good thing.
Well, I actually, you know, we can debate it, but I think at this point, this very, very sharply draws the contrast between the two parties, and it shows.
We don't know yet, right? Because they haven't. The others haven't had theirs.
Well, I can predict exactly what it's going to be like next week. All right. I mean, we know that this week is basically pictured very optimistic, very far, you know, very, very cohesive and so forth. The Republican convention next week is going to be very, very dark. It's going to be very divisive. And the contrast between the
two parties. Well, now, you don't know that. Bob, I'm going to push. You don't know that.
I can predict that with 100% certainty.
And some of that optimism you're talking about needs to be fact-checked. I will tell you that. Hold on to that thought. We always have fun with Bob Jones. We might even have a little rumble after the break.
Yeah.
Robert Lighton and I, after the break, coming back. Stay with us. 2010.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.